Masechet Midot Perek Dalet Mishnah Bet. We'll continue talking about the Hechal entrance. Mishnah says, Ushne Pishpashim Hayu Lo L'Shar Gadol. The great gate, the entrance to the Hechal, had two small doorways on either side of it. Echad Betzafon Echad Badarom. One in the north and one in the south. Shebadarom Lo Nichnas Po Adam Me'olam. The doorway, the small doorway in the south, was never opened, and no man ever went through it. The fact that the door was always closed was explained by Yehezkel, Shenemar, like the pasuk says, "Vayomer Eli Adonai, Hashar hazeh sagur yehyeh, lo yipateach v'ish lo yavo bo, ki Adonai Elohei Yisrael ba bo, v'haya sagur." Explaining Yehezkel, Hashem said to me, the gate should be closed, it should never be opened, no man should ever go through it, because Hashem goes through it. It's the way that Hashem goes through and enters the Beit HaMikdash, it should be closed permanently. We'll talk about how the Hechal doors were opened. The Kohen, who was supposed to open the Hechal, took the doors, took the key, and unlocked the small doorway on the northern side in the Ulam. V'nichnas lehata. Then he walked to the west and entered a room, a certain cell that was to the north of the Hechal. And then when he went inside there, he made a left and he walked through another door leading to the Hechal. And he walked over to the inner western doors and he opened them up, and he opened up the outer eastern doors in order to open up the entrance to the Hechal. That is the opinion of Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda is going to give another opinion how the Hechal doors were opened. Rabbi Yehuda omer betoch ovyo shel kotel haya mehalech. Says Rabbi Yehuda, after the small door in the ulam was opened and he entered the room, the Kohen wouldn't have to walk all the way around, but there was a small passageway within the wall separating the ulam from the Hechal. Ashirim sa omer ben shene sha'arim. And until he walked through that little passageway till he was between the two Hechal doors. There were two doors, as we mentioned earlier, so he was in the middle of there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he would say that you're not allowed to enter the Hechal for no reason. So the passageway here sort of bypassed the Hechal. It went before the Hechal, but to the space in between the doors. When Tanakama, though, according to him, you're walking through the Hechal and then back, then out the doors, and then to the doors on the outside in order to open them. So according to him, you're walking through the Hechal, using it as a way to get through, and you're not using it for any purpose. So therefore, the Yehuda comes up with this other method, and he says that's how it was done. And he walked over to the doors, opened the outer doors from the inside, and then he opened the inner doors from the outside. And that's how he opened up the Hechal building.